You've dedicated your life to helping others, but what about living the life you want for yourself? This is the A Life Well Lived, A Physician's Guide to Wealth podcast. I'm James Nutter from I Am Wealth, and I will be your host and guide throughout this epic journey together. I'm here to help you take control of your money so you can live a purposeful life without wasting any of your precious time.
Today, we're going to jump right in and continue going through the financial vitals. If you haven't already, please go back and listen to a few of the previous two episodes. And what I'm doing in this series is helping you get it together forever financially. So taking you through the entire onboarding process, every single thing that we would do for a client in their first 120 days working with I Am Wealth. And hopefully this will just give you more clarity, direction, purpose, focus, and organization than you've ever had with your money. It's kind of like 120 days of pain for a lifetime of gain, because getting it together and taking control of your money is not super sexy. It's not super fun, but it's very, very important. No different than starting a new workout discipline. No different than your first 120 days in med school, your first 100 days in training. It sucks at first, right? But it's an absolute critical thing to master in life, unless you want to be the 3 of 4 Americans households that say money is their number one household stress, or of the 42% of physicians where typically money, hours, lifestyle all come into play in the burnout fat equation, right? So don't let that happen to you. Don't be the physician. You've all heard the horror stories of physicians living paycheck to paycheck, making $500,000 a year, $300,000 a year, whatever it might be. Don't let that happen to you. And I'm just going to give all of this to you. So hopefully that never happens to you. So today we're going to hyper focus, probably keep it short and sweet for you today. I always say that, but I'm a little long-winded. I'm extroverted. I apologize for that. But we're going to keep it super high and tight, hopefully today, and focus on two of the financial vitals that I already talked about last time. And it's going to be your cash flows and then your emergency reserves, peace of mind fund, whatever you want to call it, safety net, money under your mattress, whatever the heck's going to make you sleep the best at night, right? So we're going to just focus on two of the financial vitals that we look at right now. So if I were to ask you regarding your cash flows, and if you didn't listen to the previous episodes on Vitals 101, be sure you go back and listen to that. Where are you right now on a scale of hazardous to Eagle Strong? Once again, Eagle Strong is just because it's our logo. Like when we're building financial plans for clients, we give them category scoring on a scale of 1 to 4 from where they are, from hazardous to vulnerable to secure to Eagle Strong. So where would you say overall you are on your cash flows? And to define whether or not you are Eagle Strong or hazardous, it's how much of your free cash flows do you have every month that are going towards your future financial goals that you have as a family. So if it's going to cost you, for a simple example, let's say $10,000 a month to pay off your loans in 5 years, to put all the money away that you need to put away for retirement, put all the money away for your future dream house that you want to build in 7 years and send your kids to college. Let's say that's going to cost you $10,000 a month to put into different investments in different places, right? 529 plans, whatever it might be, to hit all of those goals. And you have $10,000 a month of free cash flows, then you are Eagle Strong with relative to where you are now and your future goals. So anyways, to become Eagle Strong, you have to have enough free cash flows to be able to put them towards your most pressing financial goals, to be able to hit those goals. So first and foremost, if you don't know what your free cash flows are, or even what I mean by free cash flows, I would say you're in a hazardous position. It's okay. We can rebuild you. That's why we're here right now, to get you to that Eagle Strong place. And if you don't have enough money left over to hit all of your goals, then you might be in like a vulnerable, maybe secure type spot. You might have to readjust your goals, or you might have to moonlight and make more money, but be cautious. You don't want to burn yourself out. Or you might have to just go back to the drawing board and revisit your, you know, household cash flows, which we're going to do today, and figure out how you can free up extra cash flows to be on pace to hit your future goals. The ultimate aim in all of this, and I was with a client yesterday who's been with us about 1.5 years, and she's on pace for all of her future goals. She's in her third year now, or second year now, as an attending. And I asked her, I said, how do you feel in the present? How do your cash flows feel? Do you ever hesitate spending money? And she said, no, I have full freedom. So that is our goal for you, where you know you're on pace for all of your future goals, and it allows you to live in full freedom and live your dream life today. That is true freedom, folks. I mean, outside of having enough money saved where you have the choice to work or not, that is true financial freedom, to know you're going to hit your future goals and know that you don't have to think about spending money much in the present. So that's my aim for you. Let's get you to that ego strong place. Here's how we're going to do it. So if I were to ask you, do you know every single month how much money you have coming in? Like, how much money hits your bank account? And then when you look at your pay stub, do you know what the gross amount looks like? Do you know how much is going to your different benefits? Do you know how much is going into your 403B? So what is your money in? What's the gross amount and what is the net amount? And what's happening between the gross and the net? Taxes, 403B, health insurance, everything else. What are all your deductions? Do you know what all of those look like? So I'm going to digress. Do you understand your money in every single month? And if you don't, you absolutely must know what that looks like every single month. That one's pretty easy, right? You see how much hits your bank account every 2 weeks or once a month or however you're paid. Next is, do you know how much money is leaving your accounts every single month? What is your money out? So let me ask you, or ask yourself, do you know, on average, it's not going to be perfect, it changes. The months are higher, some are lower. It's summer right now for me, so typically my expenses go up. But do you know on average how much your household is spending on a monthly basis? Take a minute, pause, think about it. If the answer to that question is yes, that's great. You have cash flow awareness. So how much is it on average? If the answer is no, I'm going to ask you, why don't you know that? Is it just because you would rather not know? It's kind of spooky to think about. Trust me, I get it. Is it because you've just never taken the time? You haven't listened to a podcast like this. You don't want to worry about it. You just want to live. What is it, right? So you must know what your money out looks like. I'll talk more in a second. And if you're afraid to know that, if you're in denial or not willing to go there and like, oh, I don't need to know that. Doesn't matter. I'm above that. I'm too good. Like, I'm good. No worries. I need you to go pause this podcast and walk over to the mirror and look yourself in the face and ask yourself why you aren't willing to go there. What happened in your childhood? What happened with how your parents were raised? Hey, and there's no shame in this. For a long time, I didn't know either. And a lot of us has different opinions about money based on how we were raised from our parents, but you must know what your money in and your money out is on average every single month. Does not have to be perfect. It's going to fluctuate. I'm going to give you some tools here in a second to figure that out. So do you know what your money out is on a monthly basis? And I'm not talking about creating like a strict budget, like, oh, babe, we spent $250 on date nights so far this month. Like, no more date night. It's all over. We're going to sit inside and twiddle our thumbs now. Not a big believer in that. It's just awareness, because with awareness comes the first step to change, right? You are aware of where you are, and then you can make proactive change going forward. Budgeting is pretty restrictive, takes away from present lifestyle. So I'm not a huge believer and fan of that. If you are, by all means, do it. I just think it's a restrictive way to live. I think true freedom comes from knowing that you're on pace to hitting your future goals and then carving out what your ideal lifestyle looks like in the present and then fully living into that and being able to do both simultaneously. And if you're not living enough in the present, maybe you have to readjust your goals in the future and vice versa. If you're putting too much away, spending too much in the present and it's sacrificing your future. So you got to find a balance between the two. I'll explain further in a second how you can do that. And then the difference between your money in and your money out is your free cash flows. So let me ask you right now, do you know off the top of your head what your free cash flows on average are on a month over month basis? How much money you have left over to put towards your most pressing goals, or could be more date nights, whatever it might be. So do you know that? And if you don't, you're going to fall into that hazardous category, like I said. But like I said, that's why we're here. We're rebuilding you. We want to get you to Eagle Strong today. So that's cash flows overall. And what you can do, and I'll give you some free resources today to get a grip and an understanding on your money in and money out. And I promise, going through this, I know it sounds scary. I know you might be sweating a little bit the first time you do it, but I promise the awareness is what will set you free and allow you to have clarity of the direction that you want to go in life. This is absolutely crucial exercise to go through with you and your family and your loved ones. And just like any great business has to know their cash flows, money in, money out. Any great physician household must have an understanding of money in, money out, not down to the penny, but on average, right? So to help you do this, there's two different directions you can take. If you like doing the work, if you love Microsoft Excel, if you love getting your hands dirty, the first is going through our circulatory cash flow system. There will be a link down in the show notes. You can go download it 100% free. That's on me, completely there for you. And what you will do and go, there's a video instruction, but basically it's an Excel spreadsheet built to help you put in all of the, all the bills that you have, all of your variable expenses like groceries, and then how you want to build your ideal lifestyle. What do you want to do in travel, things like that. So then it'll give you awareness of where you're at right now, money in, money out. There's a free tax calculator in there. You can figure out how much you're spending in taxes, all the things. So there'll be a link down below. That's a great exercise to do. I used to do it a couple years straight. I did it every single month with myself. And yeah, it was not super fun. It probably takes like 30 to 90 minutes, depending on how good you get at it. And you typically have to look at like bank statements, credit card statements, everything, and plug them all into the Excel spreadsheet, add them up, and then figure out how much you spent in the last month. And then find an average over, trends over a period of time. So that's the more time consuming way to go about it. Great exercise. I still go through it once a year. We recommend clients go through it once a year. Our most successful clients do that at least once a year. Another simpler way to go about doing it is pull out your phone right now, go to the App Store and download the Rocket Money app. I have no affiliation to Rocket Money. This is not a paid advertisement. I do not get commissions or anything from Rocket Money. It's just a tool that I really have enjoyed using that now a bunch of our clients use. Probably costs anywhere from like $8 to $10 a month. I'd have to imagine if you're here listening to me right now, you can afford doing that. So pull out your phone, download the Rocket Money app, pause it, make a membership, link all of your accounts to Rocket Money. And then in real time, it'll say, here's how much you spent this month. Here's how much you earned this month. Here's what your free cash flows were. So it does all the guesswork for you, and you can go back retroactively. You could probably look at all of 2023 right now and what you spent on average. So these are two ways that you can gain household cash flow awareness. And then really to truly figure out your free cash flows, I mean, it's not going to be perfect, right? Some months it might be 5,000, some months it might be 8, some it might be 2, but you really just want to take your average of, you could take the last 3 months of money in, add them all up, and then divide by 3, and then money out, add them all up, divide by 3. And then the difference between those two will be on average your cash flows. Or you could look at the whole previous year and figure out what you did last year, right? That's a great way for you to just figure out what your free cash flows are by going through that exercise. And then what to do next. And I'll talk in a future podcast. I also have a previous one about your 7-part meaningful goal setting exercise. Once you know what your free cash flows are, let's say it's $10,000 a month, you have to create a strategy of what are you going to start putting where to, based on your priority level for you, whether it's student loans, building your emergency fund, putting money into, investment brokerage accounts, moving money into real estate, putting more into an account to do backdoor Roth IRA in Q1, whatever it is, you have to figure out the math problem. And you can use ChatGPT to your advantage and say, hey, if I want to buy $1 million lake house in 10 years, and I want to put 20% down, 200,000, and I'm going to earn an 8% return in the market, how much do I need to start saving every month now to be there in 10 years? ChatGPT will probably be able to solve that for you. But then you got to actually take it and implement it and invest and get that 8% return to get there, right? Which is a whole nother level of everything. But once you've discovered your free cash flows, how much are you going to start putting in each of your top priorities and goals? Student loans, emergency fund, investments, retirement, kids' college, all the different things, right? So from here, once we understand our money in, money out, free cash flows, as you can hopefully see, this is really where you can create some good awareness and build some momentum and then start getting money moved. If you have $10,000 a month of free cash flows, put everything on autopilot towards your most pressing goals. Let's say it's $5,000 a month in an emergency fund, and for sake of simplicity, another $5,000 towards student loans. Put it on autopilot, open a high yield savings, whatever you got to do, and just have it go every month. And then once you get to your goal, you got to readjust and take that free cash flows and move it elsewhere. Next, vital, is just your peace of mind fund. or emergency fund or safety net or money under your mattress or whatever you want to call it. This one's going to be super simple. And this is all personal preference. We as a company love to see our clients have 6 to 12 months of cash in a peace of mind fund at all times. 6 to 12 months of expenses, that is. And when I say in cash, I'm talking about a checking, a savings, a high yield savings, or literally like cash, if that's your style. I'm not talking about a CD or something where you can't, it's not easily accessible. It can't be invested in like the S&P 500 where you have to liquidate it. Like, I'm talking about an actual cash position here somewhere. And we recommend 6 to 12 months. We used to say more in the 3 to 6 range, but since COVID happened, I know your job security is very high as a physician. We've just found, you know, businesses went under, private practices went under. A lot of, you know, families struggled during that time period. So we've just found that our clients like to see a little bit more in the 6 to 12 month range. So you got to ask yourself, what's going to make me sleep better at night? Is it knowing that if something, God forbid, happened and I couldn't work and we had no income coming in, that I could live off of my money in the bank for a year? Or is it 6 months? Or is it 3 months? That's a little bit more risky, but it's completely up to you. If you're the type, hey, I want 3 months in the bank and every other dollar above that I'm going to put towards my goals, that's fine. But just know that you run the risk of only being able to live off of your money for 3 months if something, God forbid, happens. So to calculate how much you need in your peace of mind fund, you're just going to take your money out and multiply it by 6 or 12. It's that simple. And so let's say you spend as a family $10,000 a month on everything. So you take 10,000, multiply by 6, that's 60,000. Or you take 10,000 and you multiply by 12, and it's 120 grand. And you can decide, do you want 8 months? Do you want 6 months? Do you want 9 months? Do you want 12? You know, it's completely up to you and your comfort level. But somewhere in that range, what's going to make you sleep the best, and what's going to make your spouse, partner, family, kids, other important people in your life sleep the best? You know, we typically find this doesn't always hold true. But, you know, there might be one individual in the family that wants to be super aggressive in the market and they only want like 2 months. But then we find out that their spouse or partner wants to have 12 months. So you guys are going to have that conversation and compromise and be able to lean into each other and support each other and maybe meet in the middle or meet someone on their side to figure that out. And peace of mind fund, it's completely up to you if you want to include things like your free leftover money that you might be putting towards investments and things like that. But you could just take, you know, your basic money out, multiply it by 6 or 12. And then one little bonus pro tip, if you don't already have a high yield savings account, just Google best high yield savings account. There'll be a great NerdWallet article, probably the second or third one down, if not the first. And you can click on that and you can find a great high yield savings account in there. This is not a direct recommendation. We're just currently seeing with interest rates the way that they are that you can get anywhere from 4 to 5.5% in a high yield savings, versus most normal savings account right now are getting like 0.5% or whatever. So I thought, so if you have 100 grand in a high yield savings getting 4% a year, that's $4,000 that you didn't have before for just leaving your money there. We recommend make sure it's FDIC insured, which all of them within NerdWallet should be. And then also make sure it's with like a, you know, a larger institution. No offense to your local credit union, but I would probably trust the backing of a company like American Express or Discover over your local credit union for something like a high yield savings, where you're going to be putting very, you know, likely large digits of money. And then in addition to that, it's completely up to you. Like, if, you know, some of our clients like to have like 2 to 3 months of expenses in their checking account at all times. To some, they only want a month worth of expenses on their checking account at all times. So you kind of have to decide what the balance is between, like, you know, if you want 12 months in total cash position, maybe it's 11 months in your high yield savings and 1 in your checking, or 3 and 8, or, you know, you got to kind of make those decisions and feel out what's best for you. So anyways, those are two of the most crucial vitals to know and master. And hopefully by doing that and going through this exercise, it'll set you free. So from here, your homework, what are you going to do next? Are you going to go through the circulatory cash flow system? Or are you going to use the Rocket Money app? I personally go through the circulatory system with myself probably only like once a year now. I used to do it a lot more frequently. I use the Rocket Money app. When I first got it, I checked it a couple times a week. I probably check it maybe like 4 times a month, you know, something like that, or once every couple of weeks, just to know where I'm at in that given month. Do I need to dial it back? What do I need to do? What changes could I correct course with currently? So wishing you success in finding your cash flows And hopefully those free cash flows look good and you can become ego strong in placing that excess money towards your most pressing goals. Thank you so much for being here. And we will continue this series in the next episode.
As we wrap up, just a friendly note. The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and isn't tailored to your specific situation. IAM Wealth does not offer individual financial advice outside of a formal fiduciary consulting agreement. Content discussed in the A Life Well Lived podcast is not and does not represent any financial, tax, and/or legal advice. The intent of the A Life Well Lived, a physician's guide to wealth podcast, is to provide extremely valuable educational content for free. For personal questions, we hope you'll visit us at iamwealth.com to see how we can help you and your family take control of your money. And just remember, everyone's finances are different. There is no one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter solution to money. If there all was, we'd be rich and happy, just like there isn't one-size-fits-all diet or we'd all have six-pack abs, right? So be sure to work with someone who gets the full picture of your goals and challenges, or visit iamwealth.com to learn more about how we can help you today. And thank you, my friend, for letting me be a part of your journey and story. And I will see you next time.